comprehensive statewide approach would better protect Californians from extreme heat, according to a new study by the UCLA Luskin Center for Innovation. In many ways, California is at the forefront of heat governance. The state plans to spend $200 million over the next 2 years to address extreme heat and is also developing a framework for heat preparedness. But the authors of the report Adapting to Extreme Heat in California, Assessing Gaps in State-Level Policies and Funding Opportunities, finds large gaps remain between the severity of the problem and institutional capacity to address it. In particular, the report's authors point out there is no central state authority to address the issue of extreme heat. J.R. DeShazo, dean at LBJ Policy School at University of Texas Austin and founding director of the Luskin Center, says there's not even a law or regulation to address heat exposure in the home.
Are there laws, regulations, guidance on heat exposure in that setting? And in the case of the home, there is none. Is there an agency within the state of California that is responsible for monitoring and advising or regulating heat exposure in the setting? In the case of the home, the answer is no, there isn't currently. If there was such a standard, the next question would have been, is there the authority to monitor and enforce the standard or the regulation? And again, in the case of the home, there's none.
In addition to the home, the report analyzed six settings for which a central authority could conduct, commission, and share research, coordinate development of statewide heat risk reduction policies, promote public education, and fill in funding gaps. BBC and co-director for the Leadership Council for Justice and Accountability pointed out the importance of generating policies for the workplace in particular.
As long as we have a workplace culture and workplace rules that where people are only compensated if they're working in extreme heat, and I think we also see this in the wildfire setting, that it would be really kind of great to see, in addition to standards, rules around workplace pay, so that people aren't choosing between a paycheck and staying alive.
Seaton also described how multiple institutional barriers interact to make it difficult for California residents to contend with extreme heat. In addition to damaging physical and mental health, extreme heat has also been found to make it more difficult for students to learn and for workers to do their jobs safely. It also drives up the cost of electricity, which has been found to make electricity shutoffs more likely for low-income Californians. This compounds the challenges of extreme heat, since residents with air conditioning were not able to use them in the face of recent power outages.
Eastern Coachella Valley especially has been seeing just huge obstacles in terms of resilience at the household level and the community level due to inadequate energy infrastructure. So this summer, many families spent many days without energy due to power outages and spent days and days in homes that were at 110 to 120 degrees.
In general, a growing body of research finds low-income communities and communities of color are disproportionately affected by extreme heat due to structural discrimination and social inequities. The report comes just days before the United Nations Climate Change Conference is set to be held in Glasgow. I'm Lauren Shapiro for Climate Countdown on KPFA.